So let's review. The Gemara digresses to discuss several other topics in Agada. V'yidoim ha-shemesh v'yarech amad ad yakum goy oivav halohi k'suva al-seif ha-yasher. Pasuk describes the sun standing still for Yeshua and says that this event is mentioned in Seif HaYashar. And the Gemara explains, Zeh Seif Avram Yitzchak Yaakov Shenikru Yesharim. Seif HaYashar refers to Seif HaBereishis, which describes the lives of the others who are called Yesharim. And this event is alluded to in the Pasuk in Parshas Vayechi, V'zara Yiyem Eloi HaGoyim. Ephraim's descendants will fill all the nations with awe, referring to Yeshua stopping the sun. The Gemara elaborates on this miracle. The pasuk there states, "V'yamid Hashemesh bechatzi Hashemayim, v'lo yotz lavei kiyem tam," which indicates, as Rashi explains, "Yesh b'mashma shtei akovis, achas bechatzi Hashemayim, v'hainu bechatzi hayom, v'achas samach l'shkiyasei." The sun stood still twice that day, once at midday and once at the end of the day. And the Gemara cites several opinions as to the duration of this miracle. According to the first version, as Rashi explains, the three-way machlekes refers to Ma'alisa Shachar ad Yitzias Hakechavim Halach v'Amida. The total hours of daylight, including both the hours of the normal movement of the sun and the hours it stood still. The first opinion is Esrim v'arba shayi, 24 hours, Azl shis v'kam shis, Azl shis v'kam shis. The sun traveled for 6 hours and stood still at midday for 6 hours, and then traveled for another 6 hours and stood still before evening for another 6 hours, for a total of 24 hours of daylight. Shleshim v'shis, 36 hours. Azl shis become tresa, azl shis become tresa. It traveled for 6 hours and stood still at midday for 12 hours, and then traveled another 6 hours and stood still before evening for another 12 hours, a total of 36 hours of daylight. Arba mishmaina, 48 hours. Azl shis become tresa, azl shis become estrim barba. It traveled for 6 hours and stood still at midday for 12 hours, and then traveled another 6 hours and stood still before evening for 24 hours, a total of 48 hours of daylight. The Gemara cites a second version of this machlekes, according to which b'tesefta pligi, as Rashi explains, the three machlekes refers to hanach shi'uri de hanach rabbanim b'tesefta shenitaisiv aliyim karmiluhu, the total time that the sun stood still. Esrim v'aba, 24 hours. Azl shis become tresa, azl shis become tresa. The sun traveled for 6 hours and stood still at midday for 12 hours, and then traveled another 6 hours and stood still before evening for another 12 hours. The sun stood still for a total of 24 hours. Shleshim v'sheis, 36 hours. Azl shis become tresa, azl shis become esrim v'aba. It traveled for 6 hours and stood still at midday for 12 hours, and then traveled another 6 hours and stood still before evening for 24 hours, and so it stood still for a total of 36 hours. Arbam v'shmeina, 48 hours. Azl shis become esrim v'aba, azl shis become esrim v'aba. It traveled for 6 hours and stood still at midday for 24 hours, and then traveled another 6 hours and stood still before evening for another 24 hours, and so it stood still for a total of 48 hours. The Gemara continues and says that Amdalei Chamali Yeshua Ulamaisha Ulnagdimin Ben Gurion. The sun stood still for the following three individuals: Yeshua, Moshe, and Nagdimin Ben Gurion. Nevertheless, the pasuk regarding Yeshua says, "V'lohayi kayemahu lefanav v'achrav." There never was such a miracle as in the times of Yeshua, not before, not after. And the Gemara explains, "Shayis hu delohav nefishi kulihai." The miracle lasted longer for Yeshua than for the others. Alternately, Avni barid lehava. Yeshua was also assisted in the war by a hailstorm. The Gemara cites another reference to Sefer HaYashar. David HaMelech mourned Shaul HaMelech and said, V'yomer lelamed b'nei Yehuda keshes, hinikesuva al Sefer HaYashar. The descendants of Yehuda will be expert archers, as referenced in Sefer HaYashar. The Gemara cites three explanations of Sefer HaYashar. Dizeh Sefer Avram Yitzchak Yaakov Shenikru Yeshar. Sefer HaYashar refers to Sefer Bereishis, as explained earlier, as the pasuk in Parashat Vayechi says, Yehuda ati yeducha achicha yotch ba'orif ha'yevecha. And Ezohim Lochamash Etzricha Yad Keneged Oirif, Haba'im Ezokashas. Archery involves raising one's hand opposite one's neck. Zeh Sefer Mishneh Torah. Sefer Yashar refers to Sefer Devarim, where it is written, Basisa Hayashar Vatayv Be'en Hashem. And it says in Parashat Bezois HaBracha regarding Yehuda, Yadav Ravle Ve'ezer Mitzar Tia. And Ezohim Lochamash Etzricha Shtei Yadayim, Haba'im Ezokashas. Archery requires doing battle with both hands. Zeh Sefer Sheftim. Sefer Yashar refers to Sefer Sheftim, where it's written, "Bayam Mehem Ein Melech BiYisrael Ish HaYashar BeEin Avyasa," and it says there, "L'man Das Doris B'nei Yisrael Olam D'Muchama," which refers to the B'nei Yehuda, as the pasuk says, "Miyala Lanu B'Tchila L'Kanani Lihilachim Boy V'Yer Mashem Yehuda Yala." And the Ezel Muchama Shetzricha Limud Havayim Zukeshes. Archery requires much skill and practice. The Gemara now returns to explain the Mishnah at the beginning of the Perek and Daf Chav Beis. A woman may not seclude herself with idolaters because they're suspected of engaging in illicit relationships. The Gemara explains, B'chad, she certainly may not seclude herself with one idolater, just as lo yisachet ish echem shtei noshim. She may not seclude herself with one Jewish man. Furthermore, B'tlasa, she certainly may not seclude herself with several idolaters, just as B'prutz mafilah sara namiloi. She may not seclude herself with several promiscuous Jewish men. Rather, B'ishtoi imai, the Mishnah refers to where the idolater's wife is with him. Nevertheless, lo yisachet ish imon, because Ivikachav me'in ishtoi misham rasli, avol yisrael ishtoi misham rasli. An idolater's wife will not deter him, while a Jew's wife will deter him. The Gemara asks, typically, Mishra Mishavich is dumb. She's anyway forbidden to seclude herself with an idolater, just as a man, because they're suspected of murder. The Gemara cites two answers. Amr B'Yirmiyah, Be'isha chashuva bein anashim u'bein nashim askinon demirta simina. This refers to a woman who is prominent, both among men, i.e. she's connected to the government, and she's prominent among women, i.e. she's attractive. Therefore, we're concerned that he will sin with her, but he will be afraid to kill her. Rabidi Amar, Isha Kli Zayna Ima. We're concerned that the idolater would sin with an unattractive woman as well. However, after he sins with her, he would not kill her. The Gemara explains, Eina Chashuba Bein Hanashim, Chashuba Bein Anashim. If she's not an attractive woman, but she's connected to the government, this depends on these two opinions. Lirab Yirmiyah Sharia, Rabbi Debar Oven Loi Tisachir Iman. According to Rabbi Yirmiyah, she may seclude herself because he's afraid to kill her and will not desire to sin with her. According to Rabbi Idi, she may not seclude herself because he will desire to sin with her. The Mishnah continues, V'lo yisachet adam imohan, m'nei shechashud na'ashvich hasdam. A man should not seclude himself with idolaters because they're suspected of murder. The Gemara cites a braisa that elaborates, Yisrael shen esdam en loy oivik achav mederech, teifloy liyaminoi. If a Jew encountered an idolater on the road, he should keep the idolater to his right so that he can use his right hand to stop him from harming him. However, B'yichim B'Berekis says, it depends. B'sayiv teifle li'yiminai, b'makl teifle li'smaili. If the idolater has a sword, which is sheathed on his left, the Jew should keep him to his right, so that his right hand can grab the sword. If the idolater has a staff, which is held in the right hand, the Jew should keep him to his left, so that he is near the idolater's right hand, which holds the staff. The braisa continues, ha'yo'ilin b'malo a'yardim b'yirida, if there were ascending or descending an incline, the Jew should always stay to the higher side. When ascending, the Jew should stay above and a bit to the side of the idolater, and when descending, he should stay behind him. Furthermore, he should never bend down because he might smash his head. Additionally, the braisa concludes, if the idolater asks him for his final destination, he should name a more distant location so that he should think he has time to harm him later.